Yeah, I mean, that was fantastic. That was something that we were all looking forward to in front of our fans here and family that were in attendance. That was special. We didn't quite get that last year. So, guys, we're really excited about that. I thought it was great. The atmosphere was great. And then that was about it for us tonight in terms of great things. But we talked about it before the game. We were extremely excited to have that ceremony, but then we needed to flip the page because that was truly the end of last year. And, you know, we didn't flip the page. I guess we were kind of resting on last year a little bit, and they played well, and it worked us tonight.
Just hard to find your lights tonight, or just get that spark that you guys...
Yeah, we got outworked, and for whatever reason, whether it was one of those times where, you know, we just weren't in it because of the pregame ceremony, but I don't buy that. I mean, it was exciting. Guys were, you know, amped up to play this game, and it was a dud. It was just, you know, I can't remember the last time we lost the home opener here, so... It's been a long time, and like I said, you got to give Pittsburgh credit. They had a depleted lineup with some really good players missing, and they worked extremely hard tonight. They stuck to their structure. They outworked us. We were chasing the puck all night, and you got to give them credit. Hopefully, that's just a little bit of a wake up call for our group that you got to go out and execute. We had success the last 2 years for a reason, and we didn't show that tonight to have success.
Just a little bit of a taste of what you have to expect from other teams on a nightly basis because of who you are.
No, absolutely. You know, you don't quite see that as much last year. You know, we're getting a taste of all the other teams in the league again. It's getting back to a normal schedule, and anytime you play the defending champs, you're going to get the other team's best. So, you know, it's not an excuse by any means. We have to expect that. So we got to elevate our game, and you know, I believe we'll have a good response game. We usually do after games where, you know, we don't really bring it.
We all know you guys are motivated and hungry to win another one, but I was wondering, you each took the mountaintop a couple times. How hard is it to kind of, getting in the next season, to kind of reinvest, and you can't replicate that same energy right away? Like, how long does it take to build, I guess?
Well, you have to try. I mean, you're a professional athlete. You always should have motivation, whether it's, you know, you had a great year or not. It's a new year, so, you know, that's the tendency. You're going to hear that, you know, we expect Tampa to get off to maybe a slow start, all that stuff. You hear that, but... That can't creep into our room. I don't think it has. Like I said, it was just, you know, one team outworked the other team tonight, deserved to win. We didn't, and we need to be better.
It looked like the Penguins' strategy was to jam the middle of the ice. Is that being too simplistic?
No, they played well. They had a plan. Their D were very aggressive in our defensive zone, pinching down on our wingers, and we just, you know, lots of times tried to bank it off the boards, and they were there. So we got caught in our end. I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of game plans against our group to clog up the middle. We're a skilled group, and, you know, if you give us time and space, we're going to make plays. So, you know, it was, like I said, it was a team that played well tonight, and we didn't respond to that level. So, you got to give them credit.
When you try and win the game, and you pull pass, and you get a goal, and you do it again quickly, and you did it a couple of times, is that a way to maybe get your guys' attention a little bit too?
No, I mean, we're just trying to turn the win, and at that point, you know the odds are probably stacked against you, so you just try to do anything you can. Pull the goalie, we got one there. Next time we got scored on, we get one again. I mean, we've seen that scenario a couple times, so, you know, we're not going to quit. We got to try to do something there, so I think that's just how it played out.
Got to know Brian Boyle quite a bit when you were here. Just was like to see him back in the NHL and have the opportunity, obviously not tonight. But.
Yeah, you know, he scores a big goal, obviously, as friends and former teammates. We have a ton of respect for Boiler, and we're happy for him that he's back in the league. He grinded away, and we're just most importantly glad to see him healthy after what he went through, and I don't like to see him score against us tonight, but from a, you know, a friendship perspective, it's great to see him back. He's one of the great teammates that we've had, and a great player for us here in Tampa, so we wish him all the best.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.